Amen. Honk your horn if you know he's a mighty God. Amen. If you're at home, watching at home, hug somebody, look at them and say, we serve a mighty God who's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or imagine. Amen. We worship our God and our King. We bless God for the opportunity to be here. Just praise God for all of you. How many of you are glad to be in the house of the Lord today? Look, somebody said, look, well, I'm at home. Oh, some of us out here said, well, we're in the parking lot. But how many know that the earth is the Lord's? The earth is his. And all of us belong to him. So everywhere I go is his house. Amen? Amen. We worship him and we praise God for the opportunity to lift his name today. I want to thank the worship team for setting the atmosphere as we reflect on this mighty and awesome God that we serve. All of you, we are, man, God is good. He's been faithful to us. He's kept us over this last year in about 3 months, and we've continued to be able to gather, and we praise God that things are changing. And I told somebody, listen, it's hot out here, y'all, and I know we like being outside, but we getting ready to go back in the building. Amen. Amen. We're going to go back in the building. We're looking forward to it. So y'all look for next Sunday. Next Sunday, we have something amazing going on. We're having a community day here at Encounter Life Church. Will be our community day. It'll start the community day. We'll have fun for the kids. There'll be moon bounce. There'll be activities. If you got a kid, listen, we're giving free haircuts for the kids, free hairdos for the little girls. We're going to have a whole lot of activities. There'll be basketball out here for the children. There'll be food. There'll be vendors. If you're interested in coming out, listen, right here, 2200 Colbert Drive, Temple Hills, Maryland, from 12 to 4. But starting at 10 a.m., we're going to also be hosting a COVID vaccination clinic. And we'll send the link. You can follow the link on our Facebook page at Encounter Life. You can see the link there to register. If you have a family member who has not been vaccinated, or you have a young person over the age of 12 who has not been vaccinated, listen, we're going to have an opportunity. We have limited slots. There are 50 slots. So if you're interested, please, you can go right to our Facebook page and see the link there and to register for the vaccination clinic as well. We just praise God for all of you who supported the family of the Spires yesterday at the celebration of life ongoing of our own Dr. Charlotte Spires. We praise God for the impact on the lives that she's had and for all of you who are able to come out. We ask you to continue to pray for that family, continue to support that family and cover them in your prayers. Go by and see them and just to encourage them. We want to continue to lift that family up. I also want to thank all of y'all who prayed for me. Some of y'all know I was in the hospital this week, had a little scare. I kind of fell out. Y'all know I like to exercise and work out, and I think I did a little too much and didn't eat like I should. And I had to yell out and ask my wife to come get me, and I had a little cardiac arrhythmia, a little heart beating funny, and I had to go to the hospital. My first time in the back of an ambulance. I don't want to – hopefully that is my last time in the back of the ambulance. Amen. But I thank all of you who prayed for me. I'm doing fine. I think I'm doing fine. But what it does, amen. But what it did do is let you know you're not in control of anything. How many know you're not in control of anything? It impressed upon me the brevity of life and how things can change in a moment and you're not expecting it. That's why it's so important for you to maximize the moments. Make the most of the opportunities that God has given to you and walk in what God has called you to walk. And sometimes what God has called you to walk in might be scary. How many of God has called you into some things and to places in life that seemed like it was too much for you to handle? Seemed like it was bigger than you. And it caused you to fear. Anybody ever struggle with fear today? Anybody ever had a calling on their life, or it could be a job, it could have been something, a task God has called you to do, and said, Lord, it looks too big for us. I don't think I'm equipped for this. And God is calling you what? To be bold today. As the body of Christ, as we looked in last month and we looked in the book of Acts and we see the calling of the church, God is calling us as the church to go out and make disciples. He's calling us to go enlarge his kingdom. And sometimes enlarging his kingdom can be a scary task. because I feel sometimes like I'm not equipped to say what I need to say, but I thank God that his word said, listen, you don't worry about what you have to say. I'll give you what to say. You just be obedient to what I've called you to do. And today, I just want to talk to somebody who's struggling with fear, who's struggling with doubt, struggling with stepping out in the boldness that God is calling you to do. Whether it be the boldness to share your faith, that's what God is calling all of us to do, because all of us need to be on mission. How many about know that we need to be on mission today? We've been saying it all of this pandemic. God has closed church doors so the church can be on what? Mission. And here's a little public service announcement. If y'all see me flinch or jump, it's because a cicada that landed on my tablet right here. I don't like bugs, y'all. I don't like bugs. Bugs and snakes, I don't do well. That's why we're going back in the building. Amen. Honk your horn if you with me. But sometimes God calls you into places and stations in life that are bigger than you, and he's calling you to be bold. And I'm looking this morning, we're going to come from the topic of being bold. Say, be bold. God is calling us to be bold, and I'm not going to be before you long. But before we do that, I'm just going to ask God to bless our time. I'm going to pray for us, and then we're going to get into God's word this morning. We're going to be looking at several passages, but our focus is going to be on one in Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. If you could pray with me. Dear God, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for the opportunity, God, to come share your word. And I thank you, Lord God, that when you call us to be strong and courageous, it's not because we're going in our own strength. Thank you that we can be bold because, Lord God, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And I pray for my brothers and sisters, Lord God, who are here with us on campus, those who are watching us at home, God, who have got a calling on their lives, something that you have called them into, a task, Lord God, a mission that you have given to them, that they're fearful about engaging. I pray that they'll go in boldness, not in their own, but because that you go with them. I pray that they'll go in the spirit of the disciples who asked you for boldness in Acts chapter 4. And as they lean on you and ask you for that boldness, they will experience the shaking in the room and step out in faith. We praise you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Before we get started, we're going to talk about being bold. We're talking about being bold, but I always love to give definitions. And I want to go start with the definition of bold. We're going to work with this definition today. To be bold means not hesitating or fearful in the face of actual or possible danger or rebuff. Courageous and daring. Not hesitating or fearful in the face of actual or possible danger or rebuff. Courageous or daring. That's what God is calling us to do. Do you know walking with God, trying to be obedient to what God has called you to do, it can be a dangerous task. He did not cause it. This life walking with Jesus is not for no wimps. It's not an easy walk. God is calling you to deny yourself. That's what he says. If anybody comes after me, you got to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him. So it's going to require some courage. It's going to require some boldness, but you don't have to rely on that yourself. Let's look at Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1 is our passage today. We're going to look at verses 1 through 9. And it's at the time when Moses had passed on and Joshua had now taken up the mantle of leadership for the children of Israel. And as Joshua was taking up the mantle of leadership, he had been Moses' apprentice. He had been under Moses and watched Moses lead the children of Israel. And now Moses is gone, and Joshua is stepping into leadership. And anybody know, whenever you step into a new position, it could be challenging. It could be scary. And he's been given this task to lead the people. But I love it. I want to take the words of the Lord that God gave to Joshua, and I pray you internalize them today for yourself as God is calling you into whatever he's calling you into. This is what the Lord said to Joshua in Joshua 1. After the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant. He said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore, the time has come for you to lead these people, the Israelites, across the Jordan River into the land I'm giving them. I promise you what I promised Moses. Wherever you set your foot, you will be on land I have given you. From the Negev wilderness in the south to the Lebanon mountains in the north. From the Euphrates River in the east to the Mediterranean Sea in the west, including all the land of the Hittites. No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live. For I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you. I love this. Verse 6. Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors I would give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Don't deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you'll be successful in everything you do. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you'll be sure to obey everything in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or discouraged. Why? For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Today, God is calling you to be bold. Be strong and courageous. I love it. He tells them to be strong and courageous. Then he escalates in verse 7, says, be strong and very courageous. Today, God is telling you to be strong and courageous. But in order for you to be bold, in order for you to be strong and courageous, there's a couple of things that you got to know. And we're going to look at them today. We're going to use the word bold. Say bold again. To be bold, B, the letter B and bold stands for boldness begins with belief. Boldness begins with belief. In order for you to be bold, you got to believe. You got to believe God. You got to take God at his word. Today, Joshua, he was telling Joshua to be strong and courageous, but in order for Joshua to be strong and courageous, he had to believe that God would do what he said he would do. And God, listen, he had watched what God had done. He had watched God divide the Red Sea. He had watched God provide the manna in the desert. So what boldness begins with belief. And in order for you to be bold, it requires some faith, y'all. And sometimes faith is not walking by sight. It's by standing on, trusting on God. You might not even see it right now, but if you got a history with God, you can look back over your life and think what he's done. And what? Not only do you have to remember, believe that he'll do it based on what he's done, you got to believe because of what he says. You got to stand on his word. Look at what he tells him right here. He says, this is what I want you to do. He says, I want you to be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Don't deviate from them. Don't turn to the right or the left. In order for Joshua to be bold, in order for you and I to be bold, it begins with a belief in God's word. We gotta stand on the truth of God's word. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, he says, and without faith it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Boldness begins with belief. You got to believe. How many of you have you ever been out anywhere and you've seen somebody and you look at what they have on and it looks completely ridiculous? Have you ever seen somebody that just knew they were cute, knew their outfit was together, and I mean just bold and brash about it, and you're looking at them, everybody else looking at them like they're crazy, and they flaunting whatever they got on? Why? Because no matter what you say, I believe I look good. You can tell them the clothes don't match. You can tell them your hair look crazy. But look, as long as they believe it, it don't matter to them. They're going to step out boldly. And I'm here to tell you, in order for you to step out boldly, some people believe in stuff that ain't right. Some people believe in stuff that ain't true. But we stand on the truth of the word of God. And today, if you're going to be bold, if you're going to walk in what God has called you to walk in, it begins with a belief in his word. But it's hard to believe something that you're not familiar with. So in order for you to be bold, a lot of times walking with God and going out and being a witness for him and living for God the way we should be, sometimes we're not bold because our belief is shaky. And the way our belief is shaky because we don't know the word. You can't believe in something that you have not put your face in studying. What I'm here to tell you, if you want to be bold, it begins with a belief in what God has said. But in order for you to know what God has said, it requires you to get in the word to find out what he says. So the first thing is, if you're going to be bold, if you're going to walk in what God has called you to walk in, it begins with a belief. And not only that, you got to understand that what God has said, he doesn't lie. He doesn't change his mind, the word of God says. So sometimes he'll call you into something. I love it. God always did this with the children of Israel. He gave them a calling, but just because he gives you a calling doesn't mean it's going to be easy. You got to first, it starts with belief. But the next letter in bold, in order for you to be bold, one, you got to believe, B, but O, opposition is to be expected. See, you got to believe, but you got to understand, in order for you to walk in what God has called you to, it's not always going to be easy. Matter of fact, anything worth having ain't easy. Anything that you have that is worth it costs you something. Anybody get that testimony? Any accomplishment that you had that's of any value, it didn't come easy. And today God told the children of Israel, this is what he said. Listen, I'm giving you this land, but I want you to expect opposition. What does he say? He said, listen, I'm going to be with you. He says, therefore, the time has come for you to lead these people across the Jordan River I'm giving them. I promised Moses, wherever you set your foot will be on land I'm giving you. And in verse 5, he says, listen, no one will be able to stand against you as long as I live. What he's telling you is this: you're going to come against some obstacles, but they ain't going to be able to handle you. He's not telling you that you're not going to have obstacles. He's saying you're going to have them, but when they come, guess what? You're going to be able to take care of it. Because I'm with you. Today, if you're going to be bold, see, a lot of times in our walk with God, we're not bold because when we come, we say, okay, God, you're calling me to be a witness for you. God, you're calling me to go and accomplish this. You're calling me to launch this ministry. You're calling me to step into this business. And we start it, and then when we come against our first obstacle, we say, oh, maybe God didn't say that. No. It's not that he didn't say that. It's what he's saying. Listen, expect opposition. The Bible tells us those who live godly in Christ will suffer persecution. If you're going to walk with God, you're going to suffer. I call it, listen, I always love it. Y'all know I love to give an analogy of exercise and working out. And what I know about your muscles, what I know about building muscle and getting your body in shape, in order for you to build muscle, see, you can go in the gym and lift weights. And if you go in that gym and you lift that 50-pound weight every day, week after week, and you're working out, you're moving them muscles, at some point, that muscle ain't really going to grow like that. It's going to hit a wall. There has to come a time where that muscle gets some opposition, and you go from 50 to 60. And then you say, hold on, this is a little bit heavier. It's not as fun as it was. Sometimes we go in the gym, we like do what we like to do, and the body is saying, listen, if you want to grow, you got to give your muscles some opposition. In order for your faith to grow, in order for you to walk in what God has called you, opposition must be expected. But what I understand is this is what I know about us. Sometimes we want the easy road. So when opposition comes, we say, God, maybe you didn't call me to that. What it is what I found out is this in my walk with God. Sometimes we have inaccurate expectations of how this thing is supposed to go. And when you have inaccurate expectation, you don't make the proper preparation. See, when I come in and I'm going to start the business, God has said, listen, I want you guys to launch this business, to use that business to enlarge my kingdom. And now you got your first obstacle because you weren't prepared for it. You must prepare for the opposition. Today, if you want to be bold, boldness begins with belief. You must have a rock solid belief in what God says and that God is not a liar, that whatever he says, he's going to carry it out. But also you must know that though he says it, sometimes it ain't going to come easy. You're going to have to work through it. God told Joshua, he told Moses, I'm going to give you the land. Here's the land, but you got to go in and possess the land. The land is yours. Everywhere you set your feet is yours, but there's some stuff and some people in there you got to clear out. See, you got to expect opposition. And when you prepare yourself properly, when the opposition comes, you're like, oh, I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming. So you can go boldly. Anybody who knows is a fighter. I know beginning when we started the pandemic, I gave a message and given analogies to different boxers, different fighters. And anybody who's a fighter or a boxer knows when you go into the ring, you expect the punch to be thrown. You expect to be hit. If you don't expect to be hit, the first time you get hit, you're like, oh, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. You got to prepare yourself properly. Walk in boldness. Believe what God says. Opposition is to be expected. But not only that, opposition is to be expected. But when you face the opposition, the L in bold means you now lean on God's power. See, you're going to have opposition, but you don't have to worry about the opposition because you don't have to fight for yourself. Thank you, son. Thank you. You don't have to fight for yourself because what did he say? Verse 9, I love it. I love it. He says, this is my command. Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or discouraged. Why? For the Lord is with you wherever you go. Don't you know that, listen, you can be bold, expect opposition, and though the opposition is coming, you don't have to be fearful because why? I'm not dependent on my own ability to fight this. I lean on the Lord's power. Kind of reminds me of David. Y'all, we talked about David and Goliath. This little boy walked boldly because he said, listen, I'm not going to fight you. The Lord is going to deliver you into my hands. How many know the battle is not yours, but it's the Lord's? Today, what God is calling you to do is lean on his power. Romans chapter 8, verse 31 says, if God is for us, then who can ever be against us? Man, you and God are a majority all the time. I love it how he had to show the prophet, listen, you're not by yourself. He had to show them the armies of the Most High to say, listen, I got your back. Today, God, if you're walking in what God has called you to, you can understand, you can lean on his power today. The problem is, that's why he tells us not to lean on our own understanding, not to lean on our own wisdom. When we lean on our own strength, we get ourselves in trouble. Just like David, Saul came to David and said, listen, put on this stuff. I want you to put on my armor. Take my sword. Saul was trying to get David to lean on the arm of flesh. He said, no, I can't do this. I'm going to just use what I know, what God has given to me. What God has given to me. I love it. The song, it says, little becomes much when you place it in the master's hand. You must lean on God's power, and you can lean on his power. My father always says that God's work done God's way will never lack his supply, will never lack his enabling. Whenever you're walking in the call that God has given to you, God called Israel into that promised land. When you walk into the land that God and the promise and the purpose that God has called for you, you can expect his enabling. He is duty bound to show up for you. That's why Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ because he strengthens me. Listen, that sometimes we use that out of context. Sometimes we like to apply, oh, I can do all things through Christ. Now, all things doesn't mean everything in the world. All things means all things that God has called me into. All things that God has called me into. There's some stuff that he ain't called you into. Don't say, I can do all things through Christ. People got active. Put Philippians 4:13 tattooed on your chest, all over the thing. I'm going into this. God didn't call you into that. I can do all things that he's called me to because he gives me strength. And I lean on his power, not my own. Somebody say, be bold. Be bold. You can be bold because you're not leaning on your own strength. Even when it comes to sharing your faith, sometimes, listen, you got to lean on your own. You got to lean on God's strength when it comes to sharing the good news with other people. Do you know God is just, I was talking to the Lord just yesterday. I was on my way to the celebration of life for Sister Charlotte Spires. And I know Sister Charlotte, and I know Brother Daryl, they love God, and they put a premium on the gospel. And one thing he said, I want the gospel to be proclaimed. And on my way to the service, I said, Lord, it's not about the vessel. Salvation is of the Lord. So I said, God, use me as your instrument to proclaim the word. It's not in what I say that does it. I praise God. We shared the good news. And after, at a funeral, somebody came and said, I prayed the prayer to receive Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell you, you might be thinking, God, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to witness to that person. You depend on God's power, because it is his will for his kingdom to be enlarged. And the word says in Matthew chapter 10, if you don't know what to say, he said, God will give you the right words at the right time. Matthew 10, 19 and 20 says it'll be like the Spirit of the Father is speaking through you. All you got to do is go. All you got to do is walk in obedience. Who is that person that God has told you to witness to? Who is that person that God has been calling you to share the good news with, that you're saying, God, I don't know what to say? All he wants you to do is go. All he wants you to be bold. He said, believe me, take me at my word. Boldness begins with belief. Opposition will come. Don't expect it to be easy. They may have some opposition, but I want you to lean on my power. You don't have to do it on your own. Be bold. Boldness begins with belief. Opposition is to be expected, but you got to lean on God's power. The final letter in bold is D. What you must do is direct your eyes toward the prize. Direct your eyes toward the prize. Whenever you see the opposition, you lean on God's power. You got to stay focused on the goal. It's so easy to get distracted. Joshua, they could have gotten distracted. God said, listen, just remember, keep your eyes focused on what I've called you to. He said, don't turn to the right or to the left. You stay focused on what I told you. Keep your eyes on the prize. I said, this land, everywhere you put your feet, that land will be yours. Keep your eyes on the prize. When the opposition is coming, remember that I do not lie. Keep your eyes on the prize. Today, if you want to be bold, you got to keep your eyes on the prize. I love it. In Hebrews, he tells us, listen, therefore, since we are, Hebrews 12, verse 1, says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run. Let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. Now he is seated in a place of honor beside God's throne. Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people. Then you won't become weary and give up. I'm here to tell you, you got to keep your eyes on the prize. If you want to be bold, you got to keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. You know what the prize is? Sometimes we get confused and we think the prize is that goal that we're trying to reach. We think the prize might be the business we're trying to start. We think the prize is whatever it is. But I'm here to tell you, the prize is Jesus. The prize is knowing that I've walked in obedience to what he's called me to do. Today, you got to keep your eyes fixed on the prize. That's how you remain bold. That's how you walk strong and courageous in the midst of adversity. And I'm here to tell you, you're going to face it. God has given us a huge task, church. He's calling us to build his kingdom. And we're at a very volatile time. We're at a very opportune, this is an opportune time. This is an excellent time that we have where people's hearts are open to truth. There's so much turmoil going on in our world. How many know some of you came to Christ in the midst of some turmoil? And we got turmoil in our world right now. And I'm here to tell you, he's calling for some bold soldiers to go and make disciples. And in order for us to do that, we gotta believe God and what he says. But in order for us to believe what he says, we got to know what he says. So I challenge you today, if you're watching me, wherever you are, get in the word of God. Spend time daily in his word. Make yourself familiar with God and his word, because he says he is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. We must know the truth, and the truth will set you free, John 8 says. You must know the word. You must know the truth. And when you know the truth, you can believe. You put your faith, your belief in the truth. But as you do that, understand it ain't going to be easy. You're going to come against some obstacles. But when you come against the obstacles, you listen, expect the obstacles. That's what my message to you. Expect the obstacles. And when they come, then lean on his power, not your own. And as you lean on his power in the middle of the fight, what you got to do, direct your eyes toward the prize. Don't turn to the right or to the left. That's what he told Joshua. Don't turn to the right or to the left. Keep your eyes fixed on what I've called you to do. And then you can step out in boldness. And when you step out in boldness, I love it. What does he say? Look, you step out in boldness, and guess what he says he'll do? The Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Go in that confidence today. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Somebody today, you may have come out here today discouraged. We've had a whole lot going on in our world that can be discouraging. I told somebody yesterday, we've experienced so much death, so much loss, you can get discouraged. And God said, listen, I got great things I'm doing. I'm moving. He's still, listen, we talked about the Lord's Prayer. We ask for his kingdom to come. We want his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. He's still building his kingdom. Don't be discouraged. He wants us to be bold. And wherever you are today, if you may be walking in some fear, God says, his word says, he doesn't give us a spirit of fear. He gives us a spirit of what? Power, of love, and a sound mind. If you've been walking in fear, you know what? That ain't from God. Because if God has called you to it, he gonna take you through it. So all we gotta do is stand on his word and be bold and possess the land. Amen? Can I pray with you today? Wherever you are, in your cars, out in the parking lot, at home, wherever you are, will you bow with me? Dear God, Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, that if you are for us, it's more than the whole world against us. Lord, you're calling us, Lord, like you called Joshua to be strong and courageous, but not based on our own ability, not based on our own enabling, but based on the omnipotence, the all-powerful God that we serve. Help us to go in your strength. Cause us to believe you and take you at your word. Drive us, in fact, to your word. Lord, that we immerse ourselves in your truth. And as we immerse ourselves in your truth, that, Lord God, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, that our faith be built up. And, Lord, as our faith is built, as we, Lord God, our belief strengthens in you, help us to move forward in whatever it is you call us to do. Somebody watching me today, God, has felt the call of you, Lord God, to launch into ministry. Somebody has felt the call, Lord God, to start a business that you want to use, God, to impact the world, to draw people to you. Somebody, Lord God, is calling, you've been calling them out to be a missionary, Lord God, not in a foreign land, but in their own neighborhood. But they're fearful. God, they're afraid that what if they reject me? Do I have the ability? Do I have what it takes? Lord, help them step out in the boldness and know the opposition may come, but they can lean on your power. And God, as we lean on you, we're in a world full of distractions. Help us direct our eyes toward the prize. Not turn our eyes to the right or to the left, but keep our eyes fixed on you. Keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. In Jesus' name. If there's somebody here today, listen, you, in order for you to have that power available to you, God wants to give you his power. He wants to give you his enabling, but that enabling comes with a relationship with him. And everybody, we're not born with that relationship. In fact, we're all born separated. We're born out of relationship with God. Because of something called sin. See, sin is anything that I think, anything that I say, anything that I do that is against God. So if ever I've lied, then that's sin. If ever I've had a thought that I shouldn't have, you know, that's sin. If ever I've said something harshly to my spouse, that's sin. If ever I've cheated, that's sin. So the issue is all of us are sinners. The Bible says, Romans chapter 3, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There's not all of us, everybody's guilty. But it also says that the wages of sin is death. Death means to be eternally separated from God. So the issue is today, God wants a relationship with you so he can indwell you and give you his power to walk boldly, to walk in the purpose that he's called for you. And the first purpose that he calls for you is to be in relationship with him. And the only way for you to have that relationship with him is to be perfect. But you can't be perfect and I can't be perfect, and God knew that. So God made a way to give us his righteousness, give us his perfection. How did he do that? God established a long time ago that without blood being shed, nobody's sins can be forgiven. It required a blood sacrifice to cover sin. So what God did, he loved us so much that it required somebody like us to be the sacrifice for us. So God became man. God sent his son Jesus Christ to walk in this earth, to live like you live, to walk like I walk, to go through everything that you and I go through, to identify with you. The Bible says he was tempted in every point like me, but did not sin. Why did he not sin? So that he could qualify to be the perfect sacrifice for us. So God did that just for you, so that he can give you that, so that relationship can be made possible. So God came, Jesus came, he lived, he died, and then what they did, he allowed us to put him on a cross. They crucified him. He shed his blood. He became the sacrifice for your sins and mine. Jesus Christ came, he lived. The Bible says in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He gave his life. He was buried. But because he was God in the flesh, the grave couldn't hold him. On the third day, he rose from the grave to justify you, meaning to make you right with God, to make you just as if you had never sinned. And now what he asks is that, listen, what he said, I will give you Christ's righteousness and take your sin if you admit to me that you are not perfect, believe in the finished work of what Christ has done, and make the choice to apply that to your own life. When you make that decision, he said, I'll give you eternal life. You'll never perish. My spirit indwells you to give you the power to walk and do what I've called you to do, to live in the purpose I've called you for. If you've never made that decision today, I'm going to pray a simple prayer of invitation and give you an opportunity to invite Christ into your life today. If you're not certain where you stand with God, just say this wherever you are, in the car, at home, just say this to God. Dear God, thank you for loving me just like I am. I admit today that I'm a sinner separated from you. I believe you sent your son Jesus Christ to die on the cross, that he was buried in, that he rose again. Today, I make the choice to invite you into my life, to be my substitute, to forgive me of all of my sins, and make me who you want me to be. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow, if you prayed that prayer and you invited Jesus Christ into your life today, congratulations. We want to know about that. Could you do us a favor? Listen, if you're watching on the website, if you're watching on EncounterLifeLive.com, in the chat, just say, listen, I accepted Christ. If you're in the chat, you can hit that button and say, request prayer. And indicate, listen, I accepted Christ today. I want somebody to talk to me. And leave us your contact information in the chat. You can put that right there in the private chat. If you're watching on Facebook or wherever else, listen, you can send us a message. You can go right to our website, encounterchurch.net/next. And on that form, you can say, listen, I trusted Christ today. I trusted Christ today. Encounterchurch.net/next. That's our connect card. Look, let us know you made a decision to trust Christ as Lord, and someone will connect with you. Amen. Listen, for all of you, everyone else, if you have already accepted Christ, and you say, Pastor, I just want to ask God to give me the boldness. Listen, ask God to equip you, just like the disciples did in Acts 4. Give us the boldness to share the good news. Give me the boldness to walk in what you call me to do. God, give us boldness. Help us, Lord God, not to lean on our own understanding, not to lean on our strength, but to lean on your power. We praise you. Fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit so we can walk in what you've called us to. We praise you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Look, I just want to thank you. Thank you for joining with us today. Listen, if you are in the DMV, and you want to be a part of what we're doing next Sunday, we are having a community day. All of you who are out here, listen, have kids, bring them on out. We're having community day out here. There's a COVID vaccination event. We have only 50 slots. I don't even think it's 50 anymore. 50 slots. If you have not been vaccinated, please go to our Facebook page. You could go to our Encounter Life DMV Facebook page. And you go right there and look, you could click the link there to register for the vaccination event. But look, if you don't need to be vaccinated, you're not interested in being vaccinated, that's fine. Just come on out for some good food and some good fun, good family time next Sunday right here from 12 to 4. Praise God. I'm going to turn it over to Brother Jamal and the worship team. If you're online, please, we thank you. We praise God for your giving. We ask that you continue to give so that God's work can be continued to go being done here. Look, you can give right on the website. If you're watching on Encounter Life Live, you can click the tab up top to give. If you want to know how you can give, you can just text the word give to 301-804-2520. Or you can, if you're a Cash App person, you can give $ Encounter Life. To those of you who are in the lot, say, I don't do any of that. You can give right here. The table is right here. Brothers are right here to receive your gifts. We thank you for joining us today. Amen. Praise God.